Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yerushalom. We're now in Masechet Yom Tov, or Masechet Beitzah, Daf Lamed Bet, Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, looking at the fifth Mishnah of this, the fourth Perek, Ein Shovrin Et Acheres. You're not allowed to break pottery, Ve'en Chotchin HaNiyar Litzlot Po Maliach, or to cut paper in order to use it to fry fish. The same thing with the pottery. Ve'en Gorfin Tanur V'chiraim, or to sweep out an oven in order to make room to be able to start another fire. Of machabshin, you're allowed to mat down the old ashes that are there. Ve'en mekifin shtei chaviyot lishpot aleinu taktira. You're not allowed to bring two barrels together in order to put a ktira on top of them. Ve'en sochein taktira bebakat. You're not allowed to prop up a pot with a log. Ve'chein badelet. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ve'en manigineta ve'ema makel v'yomtov. You're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick. Rabbi Shimon Matir, that he permits. Now, my tama, what's the problem with breaking the pottery? You're essentially fixing something in order to be able to use it for something else. Gorfin tanur v'chirayim. If there's no other way to bake without sweeping out the ashes, then mutar, you're allowed to, as we saw in the previous sugya also. Rabbi Chia's wife had a brick fall into her oven on Yom Tov. She wondered if she could take it out. Amar Rabbi Chia, Chazi the anarifta malaita ba'ina. He said, you know, I need really fine baked bread. Thus indicating to her that this was permitted because there was no way to bake properly without it. Well, Rava l'shamei, Rava told his servant, Tvali babar avza, fry for me a goose, v'izdaher b'charucha, make sure you don't singe it. Which means, of course, it has to be swept out really well. And this is a way of permitting it. Amar le Ravina Ravashi, Amar lanu Rav Acha mehotzel demar sharkin le tanur biyomatava. I was told by Rav Acha that you allow your tanur to be matted down with mud on the front on Yom Tov, which seems to be an issue of lisha because you're mixing the mud as a mixing of dirt and water. Amar le anan arakta the prat samchinan. We use the dirt from right next to the banks of the Euphrates, which is already muddy and doesn't need to be mixed at all. That's only if you set it aside the day before. Otherwise, it's muktza amaravina v'kit mashari. Ashes are certainly mutar. There's nothing needs to be mixed. Okay, we said you can't put two barrels together. They used to use rocks in the Beit HaKise to sit on. Mutar etzadon on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring them together on Yom Tov. Now, eitavir abel v'nachman ayin makivin shtei chaviyot tishpot alein taktira. He challenged him from our Mishnah about bringing the pots together, the barrels together. Amalei, shanihata mishum deka avid ohala. It's different. When you put the pots together, you're sort of making a structure, a tent. Amalei rabra zutur levashi. Elamiata, if that's the case, but not itzav aviyom tov. If you just make a stand, lo avid ohala, with no roof on it, and there's no ohel, achinam edishari, is that permitted? Amalei hata binyan kevas ratara. You're making a permanent structure. That's certainly prohibited as binyan. Binyan arai lo asra Torah. A temporary binyan is not prohibited by the Torah. Gazavon binyan arai mishum binyan keva. And the Rabbanan did not allow you, such as these two barrels, a temporary structure, as a gzera because of binyan keva. V'achem mishum kvodo, but in the case of the bathroom, because of kvod habriyot, lo gazav Rabbanan, they didn't make such a gzera. That's why the bathroom is permitted. If you're building a bonfire, milamala lamata shari, it's kind of difficult, but the only way to build it properly in Yom Tov without being in violation of binyan is to hold up the sticks that are going to go on top first, kind of in place in the air, and then put the sticks underneath. In other words, really building it from top down. Milamata lamala asur, but to build it bottom up, which is the normal way to build it, is prohibited because that's binyan. V'chein be'ata, the same thing if you're piling eggs. V'chein k'tera, the same thing if you're putting a pot down. V'chein purya, if you're putting up the parts of a bed. V'chein chavita, if you're piling barrels. All right, top down is the only way. V'ein somchein taktira bebakat, v'chein badelet. I mentioned that this is difficult. Badelet sakadaitach. You're going to prop up a pot with a door. Ela ema v'chein hadelet. It means that you can't prop up a door with a piece of wood, just like the pot. Tanu Rabbanan, ain't somchein taktira bebakat v'chein hadelet. You're not allowed to prop up a pot or a door with a log. V'vishin lona ninu etzim el hasaka. Wood is there for burning. For Bishimon matir, of course, Bishimon l'shitato. V'ein manigin tabeimam bakel biyom tov. You're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick. Yom Tov. Rabbelazar b'Shimon Matir, as we saw in our Mishnah, Leimer Rabbelazar b'Shimon Kavua Sfira Leid 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 Mokitza. So it sounds like Rabbelazar b'Shimon is following his father's approach that there's no Mokitza, and his father should also permit this. The answer is lo, b'hafil Rabbi Shimon Moda. Here Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's not okay, it's only his son is more lenient. It looks like you're taking him to a marketplace by leading him that way. So it's not an issue of muktza, it's an issue of what looks like commerce. Chizra. This is a question of using wood. As a skewer. Rav Nachman Asav Rav Sheshet Shari. So machloket between Rav Nachman and Sheshet if you could use it as a skewer. Birativa, the version one is, Birativa kol yamala pligid asur, if it's moist, and therefore would not be able to be used as firewood, and then we all agree it's asur because it's muktza. Ki pligid b'abashta, they disagree if it's a dried out one. Mandi Asav Rav Nachman says asur, machlo noitzima asaka, wood is there for burning. Meaning it's muktzah for any other use. Uman deshari, Rav Sheshet says, Amalach mali tzlot, bo mali tzlot begechalto. What's the difference if I use it to roast, or if I roast with it as a coal? Either way, I'm using it to cook. Ikadami, there's another version. Biabashto kolim alo pligi deshari. Using that reasoning, they both agree that you may use it if it's dry. Ki pligi biratifta, they only disagree if it's moist. Man deasar lo chazi la saka. Rav Sheshet, Rav Nachman says, since it can't be used for a fire, it's asur. Uman Deshari and Rav Sheshet, who's Matir, Amar La, Chachazil HaSekadol. You could throw it into a big fire and still work as fuel. Ve'elchata, the halacha is Yabesh Deshari Atifta Asur. So it's either like Rav Nachman in the second version or Rav Sheshet in the first version. Darash Rava, Isha lo tikanes ledir haitzim litomehen ud. A woman shouldn't go into a woodshed to take out a log. Ve'ud shenishbar asur lasiko b'yom tov. And if it broke on Yom Tov, you can't use it on Yom Tov for a fire. L'fishim esikin mekelim. Ein masikin mashivrei kelim. You're allowed to use kelim, but not broken kelim, things that broke on Yom Tov, because they are not min hamuchan. Now, lememer derava sava k'rabbi Yehuda savi olei. So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and muktza. The le muktza v'ha amar le rava l'shamei tvali bar uz bar avza v'shadi mea l'shunra. Rava told his servant, roast a goose for me and throw its innards to the cats, which means the innards are not muktza. In other words, there's no muktza. The answer is hatam keva de masarchim et moldata yilavei. That's a little different, because they smell so bad, he was already thinking about them the day before as something that he didn't want anything to do with, and intended to give them to the cat. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, next Mishnah. Tell him, Kisam Mish Lefanav Lachtzos Bo Shinav. If you have a little stick that's in front of you, you can take it to clean out your teeth, like a toothpick. Megabev Min HaChatzer Mavlik, you can also collect material from the courtyard and use it for fuel, like straw. Shkol Mashu B'Chatzer Muchanu, anything that's in the courtyard is Muchan. You can only take that which is in front of you on the table to try it as a food. You can't get fire out of from wood or from rocks or from dirt. In other words, you can't create fire on Yom Tov. And not from tiles or from water. You can't heat up tiles, like roof tiles, in order to roast on them on Yom Tov. We'll see more about this. Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Ochlei behema, meaning ochlei behema, the food of animal food, ain ben mishum tikun kli. You can cut it, you can splice it open, it's not called tikun kli. Eit Rav Kana Rav Yehuda metalte, not say besamim lariach behen, you could take fragrant stalks to smell them on Yom Tov, and hanif behen the chole, and wave them in front of a chole, give them a nice smell, and then you can rub it and smell your hands. But you can't cut them in order to smell them. Katmo, patur valasur. If you did cut them, then you're patur, but you shouldn't have done it. If you cut it in order to kill it in your teeth, you can't cut them. Katmo, kitmo, chayav chatat. If you did, you are chayav. So why do you say that food of animals can be dealt with in any which way? He said, I'm bothered even by the fact that it's asur. I'm really bothered by the fact that you're chayav. What's that talking about? Bekashin. That's talking about very hard wood that is kind of like working with wood. It's not like a soft pliant branch. Kashin b'nei melilaninu. Can you really rub a hard one and get that smell out of it? The answer is chasor me'achzor achiktani. The brayta is missing something. Molo mariach bo, kormo mariach bo. You may rub it and smell it. You can even cut it and smell it. What's that talking about? Birachin, if it's soft. If they're hard, lo yiktamenu, you can't cut it. Then kitmo pator bal asur. Then it's asur, but you are not chayav. Machzots poshinav, if you use it to cut you to pick between your teeth, lo yiktamenu, you can't cut it. Then kitmo chayav chatat. In that case, you are chayav chatat for cutting it. Tani chada. So now that made him more comfortable because it was about hardwood. Kotmo meriachbo, which then of course is not parallel at all to food or to atzei b'samim. Kotmo meriachbo. We have one brayta that says you can cut it and smell it. V'tani idach lo yiktamen al riachbo. You can't cut it to smell it. Is there rav chisa l'kasha habarachina makashin? Same difference, soft or hard. Matgar rachabar yakov makashina milo. Why can't you cut a hard piece of wood? You're allowed to break open a barrel in order to eat dried figs. As long as you're not intending to make a kli, opening up a barrel to eat figs. When we were in Rav Yehuda's Beit Midrash, or his house, he used to come out and give us sticks. Even though they'd be usable as handles for kelim, so lokasha ha Rabbi Eliezer ha Rabbanan. It's a machloka between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. The Tanya as follows: Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no tell Adam kisa mishal fanav lachsotz bo shinav. Chamim lo yitol ela meivus shel behema. This is somewhat parallel to the machloka in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says that you could take a stick that's in front of you to use as a toothpick, and Chachamim say you can only take from the trough. And they agree that you can't cut it. If you cut it in order to pick between your teeth or to open up a door, it's considered a full chiyuv. Said both of them are just the Rabbanan, they're just shvut. So now, here's how it plays out. Rabbi Elazar de Kamar Hatam Chayav Chatat in the case of the hard wood, where he says, you're Chayav Chatat if you cut it in order to use it between your teeth. So, Hacha Patur Val Asur, when you're cutting it in order to smell, then it's Patur. Rabbanan de Kamar Hatam Patur Val Asur, and Rabbanan who said, you're Patur for cutting it. It's not allowed to, but you're Patur for cutting it in order to cut between your teeth. When it comes to smelling it, l'chatchila kotmim lahariach bo, and then you're allowed to do. Lately, Rabbi Elazar had a non shavar adam tachavi l'chol mena grogor v'adshid kamein lasot kli. So we come back and ask, how come Rabbi Eliezer, who says you're chayav chatat for cutting this wood, what does he do with the clear mishnah that says you're allowed to break a chavit in order to get food out as long as you're not intending to make a kli? So Amar Ravashi kitanya hi b'milat mustaki. That's talking about. He interprets that Mishnah as being about a barrel that was already broken up and that was kind of patched together, so you're not really breaking a whole thing. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, further in the Mishnah, Megaveh min ha-chatzer, you can collect all sorts of materials from the courtyard. Tanu Rabbanan, Megaveh min ha-chatzer v'adlik, you can use them for fuel. Shekol ma shev'ha-chatzer muchanu. Anything in the chatzer is muchan, not muktzavad, shelo yaset svurin svurin. You're not allowed to make piles out of them. Rabbi Shimon Matir, he allows even that. Hamai kamifalgi, where's the machloket? And this is not about muksa. Marsav mechze de kamachni flamacha liyom achrina. Tanakam is concerned that it looks like you're preparing this pile for tomorrow or for another day. Umar savar, Rabbi Shimon says, kederato mochachat alav. The fact that you right away take a pot and put it on top of this thing and make a fire proves that it's for today's cooking and therefore nobody would have that misread. Okay, at the end of the Mishnah, we said, "En motzin ta'ur." You're not allowed to create a fire in Yom Tov. My tam, mishum the kamol, it'd be Yom Tov. You're creating something in Yom Tov. En malamnin ta'rafim. He said, "You're not allowed to heat up tiles to roast on them." So, my kavid, what are you doing? I'm Rabbi Rachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachab, Rafim Chadashim Askin. We're talking about brand new tiles. Nature tzarich levod kan, because you need to check them out. What does that mean? Check them out. You have to check to make sure that they can take the heat. A further use. There's another version, it's very different, which is that you need to seal it in, meaning there's nothing you're checking out, it's just the last step in preparing them is putting them, putting heat on them in order to seal them in. Now, Tom, we have a Mishnah Le'ed Dorsa, Oshetar Fabakotel, Oshinirat Stabehimam, For chesed v'shatame leid v'shachata. If you have a chicken that got torn at, or was ripped at, or an animal attacked it, in any case, it's a chash trefa, and you waited 24 hours, then you killed it k'shera, because you made it 24 hours, it's kasher. You still have to check it. So, if the 24 hours end on Yom Tov, can you check it? Do we assume that something needs to be checked on Yom Tov? Is that okay or not? So, Tanina, in our Mishnah says you cannot heat up tiles. We asked my Avin, what's the violation? The problem is that you're essentially testing them to see how if they could take the heat. So therefore, it sounds like you can't do a bedika on Yom Tov. So why are you asking this question about the chicken? So because we had the other version, which is that not that you're doing it in order to test it out, but because you're sealing in the heat, and that has nothing to do with the question of the chicken that might be a trefa. Tanya, chad mevia ta'ur. This is now about Shabbat. If one guy brings fire, chad mevia ta'itzim, another guy brings the wood, v'chad shofet ta'kdera, another guy puts the pot on top, chad mevia ta'mayim, then one brings the water, v'chad mevia noten tocho tvalin, the other guy puts spices in, v'chad megis, and the next guy stirs the pot, kulan chayavin, each one of them is chayav for bishul on Shabbat, because they all contributed. V'atanya acharon chayav chulam p'turin, we have another version that says only the last guy is chayav. So lokasha ha da'iti ur meikara ha da'iti ur levasof. If all those guys came without any fire, then only the guy at the end who brought the fire is chayav. But if the fire came at the beginning, then each guy who adds is adding on to the process of cooking, and they're all chayav. So bishta makulu kavdi masa. I understand which each one of them, the guy with the wood, the guy with the water, they all did something. Ella shofet takdira my kavdi. The guy who puts the pot onto the stove area. What did he do? Rishon ben Lakish hacha bikdira chadasha askin, and it's a brand new pot. It's kind of like the tiles. In other words, it's finishing it off by heating it up. And it'll be tikkun kli. Tanur rabbanan, tanur v'chiram chadashim, if you have a brand new oven, you're allowed to move them in a chatzer, aval ein sachino tan shemen, you're not allowed to rub oil on them. Tashino tan matlit, you're not allowed to rub a plaster on them with fabric. You can't pour cold water after you've heated them up because that's going to seal in the heat, finishing them off. But if you need in order to bake, then it's mutar, as we've seen several times. Tan Rabbanan, molgina tarosh v'taraglaim. You're allowed to put very, very hot water on the head or the legs of an animal. Avino tan ba'ur, and then to put them in the fire. Aval ein toflino tan b'charsit. You can't rub them off with a piece of plaster, ceramic, v'lo ba'adama, with dirt, v'lo b'seed, with plaster, v'ingo zinotan misparayim. If the animal got all sorts of bugs or leaves on it, leaves really, you can't cut them off, or grass, misparayim, v'ingo zinotan yarak b'tisporet shalo. Sorry, you can't cut the animal stuff off with the own animal's own stuff off with misparayim, and you can't cut the grass that might have been on it with special kind of cutters. But you are allowed to fix up these different kind of vegetables that are very difficult to prepare. You're allowed to fix those up on Yom Tov. Umasikin bevofin befurani. You're allowed to use these big ovens to cook or bake on Yom Tov. Machamin chamin bantichi, or to heat up water in a big vat. Ve'ein ofin before ani chadashavit. You can't bake in a new oven. Shema tifchat, because it may open up. Tanur banan, ein nofchin b'mapuach. You can't use a bellows. Nofchin b'shoferet, you can use a small tube. Ve'ein metakin et hashvod ve'ein mechadin oto. You can't fix a skewer or sharpen it. Tanur banan, ein fatzin et hakanel, itzlot bo maliach. You can't open up a tube in order to roast fish on it. It goes without lid. You could take a stick from an almond tree and split it open. We're not concerned lest it break open, and therefore you can use it. And even if it breaks open, then that's not our concern because you weren't doing it with that intent. Okay, we'll pick it up with the last podcast in this, the fourth parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.